Welcome to Many Messages. I'm Brother James, and this is Holy Week.
Tuesday.
On the third day of Holy Week, which is a Tuesday, we see Jesus do a couple of things. To start with, early Tuesday morning, Jesus was hungry, and in the springtime, fig trees will produce spring fruit that is a little bit different than their fall fruit. It's a little bit smaller, a little more bitter, but it should be there, and the trees will generally show signs of having been fruited. And so Jesus was hungry, and he saw a fig tree, and it turns out the tree didn't bear any of its spring fruit. So when he saw that it failed to bear fruit, he cursed it, and the tree became barren and died. And then he tells his disciples that they can also do these things and gather things still, and greater things still, if they have true faith and do not doubt. We see this in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 18 through 22. It says, "Early in the morning, as he was returning to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a lone fig tree by the road, he went up to it and found nothing on it except leaves. And he said to it, 'May no fruit ever come from you again.' At once the fig tree withered. When the disciples saw it, they were amazed and said, 'How did the fig tree wither so quickly?' Jesus answered them, 'I assure you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you tell this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, it will be done. And if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer.'" See, many find this hard to believe or take it as a metaphor, one way or the other. But whether Jesus meant it literally or as a metaphor, I don't know. But I do know that when I lean on my faith instead of my own abilities, I am able to accomplish a great deal more than when I try and do it all by myself. And it's because Jesus is working through me instead of me working by myself. Another image we take from this passage is that of the barren Christian. If we're giving off signs of having fruit, like, you know, we always call ourselves Christians, or we dress a certain way, or we're given all the signs that we are Christians, but we're not producing any fruit for Christ. In other words, we're not doing what we've been called to do. He may very well call us to become dry and die as well. So it's important to make sure that when you're working for Christ, as we all should be, you're producing fruit for Him. And that doesn't mean that you know what you're doing or you know the effect of what you're doing, but it does mean that you're constantly working in faith to do what it is that Christ has called you to do, no matter the walls that you come up against. Have faith and don't doubt, and you'd be amazed at the mountains that get moved. Later, we see Jesus at the temple again, and he's teaching. And we see this Matthew chapter 21, starting in verse 23, going through 46. It says, "When he entered the temple complex, the chief priests and elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, 'By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority?' Jesus answered them, 'I will also ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Where did John's baptism come from? From heaven or from men?' And they began to argue among themselves, 'If we say from heaven, he will say to us, then why don't you believe him? But if we say from men, we're afraid of the crowd, because everyone thought John was a prophet.' So they answered Jesus, 'We don't know.' And he said to them, 'Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, "My son, go work in the vineyard today." He answered, "I don't want to." Yet later he changed his mind and went. Then the man went to the other and said the same thing. "I will, sir," he answered, but he didn't go. Which of the two did his father's will? "The first," they said. Jesus said to them, "I assure you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you didn't believe him. Tax collectors and prostitutes did believe him, but you, when you saw it, didn't even change your minds then and believe him." Listen to another parable. There was a man, a landowner, who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. He leased it to tenant farmers and went away. When a great harvest drew near, he sent his slaves to the farmers to collect his fruit. But the farmers took his slaves, beat one, killed another, and stoned the third. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first group, and they did the same to them. Finally, he sent his son to them. "They will respect my son," he said. But when the tenant farmers saw the son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him and take his inheritance." So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to these farmers? "He will completely destroy those terrible men," they told him, "and lease his vineyard to other farmers who will give him his produce at the harvest." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This came from the Lord and is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a nation producing its fruit. Whoever falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, but on whoever it falls, it will grind them to powder." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parable, they knew he was speaking about them. Although they were looking for a way to arrest him, they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. You see, later that day, Jesus spent time in the temple teaching parables to the masses when the Pharisees came to challenge him. Jesus' rebuttal to the Pharisees gave us the hope that everyone, no matter what we have done, have a chance to inherit a place in heaven. Jesus says that even if we come to him and do his work late, we are closer to heaven than those who that only say they do his work, yet never produce any real work. So, with this story, we look at it and we see that, like the fig tree, what we do for the Lord has to complete his will, or we will be found lacking and possibly lose our inheritance because of our laziness. So, in the end, the moral of today's lesson from Jesus is this. We must believe and confess our sins for the purpose of salvation. This leads to our calling, which we must make every effort to fulfill. See, Jesus has the final say and may find us barren, so make sure that out of the gift he has given you, you use it for his will and produce fruit, which will further the kingdom. And I know that may be a lot to take in, but the real simplicity of it is when you consider what John the Baptist said in Matthew chapter 3. He said, "Therefore produce fruit consistent with repentance." And it's that easy. Just produce fruit consistent with repentance. Matthew chapter 3 verse 8. And Jesus said during the Sermon on the Mount, "To beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravaging wolves. You'll recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from the thorn bushes or figs from the thistles? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, neither can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that doesn't produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So you'll recognize them by their fruit. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, drive out demons in your name, and do many miracles in your name?' Then I will announce to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you lawbreakers. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 23. So we need to take time to make sure that the fruit we're producing for God is the fruit that comes from His will. And we need to make sure that we are working for His will and not for our own. Look, I've enjoyed this message. I know it's a little bit longer than the last ones. And I hope y'all have enjoyed it. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed day. If you've enjoyed this content, please visit my website, www.brotherjamespardee.com, to view and listen to more content that I've been able to put out. You can also subscribe to the website there and receive updates as new material comes out. And also, you can either go to patreon.com/brotherjamespardee, or you can click the Patreon button at the bottom of the welcome page, and you would be helping me out into bringing you further, better, more in-depth content. I would greatly appreciate it. Love you guys. Thanks so much.